Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Mills. Just me here and the one that doesn't speak. Are you right? Yeah, good. He's waving. Oh, what's occurring? Justin Bieber special at 5:20. I think with him, you either absolutely love him or you really don't. I don't think there's an in-between. Like this girl, I don't know whether you've seen this on YouTube. Have you seen this? It's a 3-year-old girl, listen.
Cody, why are you so sad, honey?
Because
why?
Because I love Justin Bieber.
I can't hear you.
Because I love Justin Bieber.
You're crying because you love Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Oh, see, she's crying, but we've now decided she does love Justin Bieber. See, I find this happens to me quite a lot as well.
Honey.
Love,
we don't have to cry because we love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we do sometimes.
See, I love him, but I do often find myself crying myself to sleep at night because of it. Yeah, we do sometimes.
Well, what makes you cry?
Justin Bieber always makes me cry with his songs.
He always makes you cry with his songs?
Yes!
I can sympathize.
We should stop crying. Do you want to go listen to some of his songs? Will that make you feel better?
No! That makes me cry again!
Aw, poor Cody. She's only 3.
I bet that's Justin Bieber.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, everyone, please say good afternoon to my flatmate. Hello.
Hey, Mr. M.
You right?
I'm very well.
Can I just say I'm sorry for what I did earlier.
What did you do earlier?
You know, I called you, you know, a bit annoying. Yeah. Sorry about that. It was happening for over an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to what happened to you at the weekend, please. If you follow my flatmate on Facebook or Twitter, you already know this. Because the drama was unfolding on there as it happened.
I don't even know why I agreed to tell these stories.
Well, just do it now you're on.
All right, so me and Scott were having lunch on Saturday. And I went to the toilet for a number 2. And finished the number 2.
In a restaurant?
In a restaurant.
In the toilet in the restaurant?
In the toilet, obviously.
Yeah.
Finished the number 2, and then realised there was no paper.
So what do you do? Put it on Facebook, straight away, and Twitter.
But I couldn't think of anything else to do, and I thought people might have suggestions.
But you tried to call me first, but I had no signal.
Well, you say you had no signal, but you just didn't answer your phone.
I didn't have a signal.
You never answer your phone.
That's true. Anyway, so the one that doesn't speak was watching this at the, like, he was getting your Facebook updates.
It was awful. Right? People were sending suggestions, but the only one that was slightly doable was one suggestion from someone saying, use a sock.
Oh.
What are you supposed to do with the sock afterwards?
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Anyway, so now tell us what you did. So you're there, you're finished, and you discover there's no loo roll at all, so...
Yes, but there's literally nothing.
No,
right?
Nothing at all. It's just not there.
There's only one cubicle, so I couldn't even knock out to the other one.
Oh, annoying. So, what did you do?
I had to make the most embarrassing phone call of my life.
And who did you call?
I called the restaurant that we were in.
On their main number?
Main number. And the conversation went...
Which you looked up on the internet.
Yeah, which the conversation pretty much went, hi, this might sound a bit odd, but I'm in your loo upstairs, and I've just had a number 2, and I'm finished. And I had to say that I'd already had the number 2,
right?
Because I needed them to bring up the paper rather than me go down and get it. So I had to ask them to bring paper up to the toilet because I was stuck on it.
On the main restaurant switchboard number.
And I'm not sure who was more embarrassed, me or them.
Probably you.
Well, I don't know, but the guy came up,
yep,
and he had to pass the loo roll round the door.
Didn't he go, hello, hello?
Hello, I've bought loo paper. Oh, it was mortifying.
Oh, gutted.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
We can never go back there.
We can't. We've made a pact to never go back there, haven't we?
I can never go back there again.
But I don't think you will be the only one in this situation, and hopefully, to make you feel a bit better, I'm sure that people will now text in with similar kind of things. It's just the whole thing of making the phone call to the restaurant when you're actually in their loo already. You're in the restaurant and you're just ringing... Oh, God.
It was either that or use the sock suggestion.
No, and that's never a good, is it?
I thought ringing was the best.
There's all sorts coming in, but these ones are as useful as the ones that you probably got on Facebook or Twitter. So, I mean, that's the only thing you could have done. If I'm not answering, the only thing you really can do is call the restaurant. You did the right thing.
You know, sometimes things...
Is this going to be too gross for 4:15?
No. You okay. Know, sometimes you think, I could probably get away with it. It definitely wasn't one of those.
Right, okay, I see what you mean. Good.
Yeah, thanks. But right. Have you given me some good suggestions of things I could have done?
No, not suggestions. I'm just seeing if it's going to be in the people being in the same situation. Okay, bye.
See you later, bye.
Well done to Jonathan Pearce, can I just say, over the weekend. One of my favourite people in football commentary. You know how... The commentators the other week were trying to get song lyrics into their commentary.
Not looking like they're going to score, he makes a change.
Makes it more interesting for non-football fans like myself. Oh yeah, and this one.
Nani.
Right, now they are trying to get really old jokes in. Now, Jonathan Pearce must have been on some kind of bet to do this, but fair play to you anyway, Jonathan, for getting it into the commentary.
We're level at Fratton Park. It's all gone Archbishop Desmond. 2-2.
Thank you very much.
It's all gone Archbishop Desmond. 2-2.
Don't know how much you got for it, but well done, Jonathan.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now a special. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How was Monday? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I got my history coursework finished.
Phew, I was worried about that, actually, so I'm glad that you have. Say hi to Mr. Jam.
Hi, Mr. Jam.
Hey, Charlotte, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you a big Bieber fan?
Not really.
Okay, so both of us.
Hang on, you said off-air... When I spoke to you, that you don't really care one way or the other.
Well, yeah, I don't really like him, don't really care.
Right, so you're not really fussed either way, are you?
No, I mean, no, not really.
Right, that's a really dangerous thing, though, because I once went on air and I was covering for Trevor, and we had Bieber
Nelson.
On the show. Yeah, yes. Trevor Nelson, sorry. We had Bieber on the show, and I said, not too convinced. And basically, my Twitter was full of Bieber fans calling me.
Yeah. I did say earlier that you either absolutely love him or absolutely hate him, and clearly I was wrong. There's a lot of people just sitting on the fence. They don't. A lot of people don't even care. Like Charlotte.
Yep, I don't care.
Okay, so are you up for today's game?
I am indeed.
Even though you don't really care, it's a Bieber special. You're obviously not like Cody. We found this on YouTube. You may have seen this. Did you hear this earlier?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, she's only three, lover. Oh. Listen.
Cody, why are you so sad, honey?
Because
why?
Because I love Justin Bieber.
I can't hear you.
Because I love Justin Bieber.
You're crying because you love Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
We've all done it.
We don't have to cry because we love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we do sometimes.
Oh, she loves Justin so much, she just cries a lot.
Well, what makes you cry?
Justin Bieber always makes me cry with his songs.
He always makes you cry with his songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, to be fair to her, I know a few adults who have that same impression when they hear these songs.
I cry myself to sleep, I mentioned this earlier. Right, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So Bieber was on Dev's show last week, sitting in for Greg on Radio 1. And they were taking some listeners' calls after the show. So you could ring up and you could speak to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, a lot of girls in particular really wanted to do that.
Mm.
It was on meltdown, the phone line. Seriously, you've never seen anything like it. Now, one of our nice listeners that got through to Justin was called Leanne. And it was her birthday. And she got to actually speak to Justin. You can imagine, she was quite excited. But... if you were Leanne and it was your birthday and you rang Radio 1 and Justin Bieber answered, how many times do you think you'd say, oh my God? Start with you, Mr. Jam.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god.
How many times did you say oh my god though?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Speed! I love you, Justin!
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. 75.
75, oh my god. Charlotte?
I'm gonna go 36.
36? Let's find out. Here's Leanne. It was her birthday, and she got to speak to Bieber. I would say, oh my god, a lot if that was me.
Hello?
Hi, all right?
I'm doing all right.
Oh my god. I can't believe I talked to you. Oh my god. Aww. Oh my god. Oh my god, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh my god, I can't. Oh, it's my birthday today, is it, Elizabeth?
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Justin,
oh my god,
Justin, would you sing her happy birthday?
Yes, I will. What's your name?
It's Leanne.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Leanne. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my god, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my god, oh, I actually can't believe this is true. Thank you. Oh my god, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, Leanne.
Have a good night.
Bye. Thank you.
Wow.
She's obviously not a real Bieber fan.
No. There weren't nearly enough in there, were there?
No.
Only 10, oh my god, it felt like more. Charlotte, you get the point.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Come on, Jam. Right. What do you think really annoys Justin Bieber? Any idea, Charlotte?
Girls screaming.
Girls screaming. Because if it happened all the time, it would be quite annoying, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Maybe people taking the mick out of his musical stylings.
Yeah.
That might annoy him.
Yeah. Some people don't have the Bieber fever. That would annoy me.
Yeah.
If everybody didn't love me, that would annoy me if I was him.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, everyone's got things that annoy them. So we've got a new game, and it's called Biebs Peeves. And it's just the things that peeve Justin a little bit, things that just annoy him. We've made a theme.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Justin Bieber.
What annoys Justin Bieber? What are Bieber's peeves? Let's find out what annoys him. This is Bieber's Peeves.
Give me your guesses now.
Okay, so we gave Justin Bieber 30 seconds to name all the things that annoy him. I'll give you one guess each. If your guess is in there, I'll give you the point.
Charlotte, you go first.
Oh. I'm going to say diets.
Eh?
I think he's quite genuine, and I think it would annoy him that people are trying to, like, change themselves and, like, you know, things like that, like body image, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you think that diets annoy him?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Mr. Jan.
I'm going to go with nasty people. I think nasty people really peeve Bieber.
You think that peeve... Oh, it's hard to say. You think that peeves Biebs?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's one of his Biebs.
Charlotte says, diets. Mr. Jam says, nasty people. Let's find out.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Justin Bieber.
What annoys Justin Bieber? What are Bieber's peeves? Let's find out what annoys him. This is Bieber's Peeves.
No, it's silly.
Give me your guesses now.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Justin Bieber. Things that really annoy me, Uggs on girls. I don't like to wait, really. I'm kind of impatient. I don't like to be asked my favorite color. I don't like to get up in the morning. I hate the cold. I hate to be too hot. I don't like when girls try to impress me.
Wow. Diets, nasty people, not really in there.
No. It's just all quite shallow stuff, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like this.
Things that really annoy me. Uggs on girls.
Oh, it doesn't like Uggs on girls.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of every 13-year-old girl throwing away their pair of Uggs.
Oh, no, they've all gone in the bin. Oh, Doesn't like being too hot or too cold. That is annoying, actually.
I hate the cold.
Yeah.
I hate to be too hot.
God.
I hate to be too hot. I hate the cold.
There's no pleasing him, really.
I don't like when girls try to impress me.
Sorry, no points.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Okay, your last one on our Justin Bieber special.
Okay.
You know, we said earlier how lots of Radio 1 listeners got to speak to Justin on Dev's show last week.
Yeah.
Including Leanne, who said, oh my God, a lot on her birthday. Now, I've got some clips of some of the callers who spoke to Justin, and then earlier on, I phoned my flatmate. This is why he was annoyed earlier. So, there's my flatmate, just kind of at work, not really doing much, minding his own business, and a whole load of Justin Bieber fans keep calling him. I've got all the clips, you see, from the calls last week. Obviously, if that was you, that would confuse you. My question, how many times could I call my flatmate with Justin Bieber fans, clips of, before he refused to answer the phone anymore? Jam.
Were you calling him from the BBC system? So it was an unknown number?
Yes, it just would come up as, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Withheld.
Yeah. Your flatmate's quite tolerant.
Yeah. He's been through a lot.
Yeah, you put him through a lot. Yeah. I'd say 6 times.
So we called him 6 times before he wouldn't answer anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he'd answered 6 times.
So Charlotte, I've got my clips of Justin Bieber fans from last week when they rang up to speak to him. I called up my flatmate. How many times do you think before he refused to answer the phone?
I'm going to say 7.
7 times?
Oh, tactical!
Oh, let's find out like this. So I've got my clips of all the Bieber fans. Let's phone my flatmate. He doesn't know what's going on at all here. Phone call 1.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hiya, alright?
Pardon, sorry, who's this?
Oh my God. I can't believe I talked to you, oh my God.
I don't know who this is, sorry.
Oh my God, oh my God, how are you?
I think you've got the wrong number.
Oh my God, I can't, it's my birthday today, is it, Elizabeth?
Bye.
Oh my God, oh, I actually can't believe I talked to you. Oh.
Are you done?
Hello? my God. Oh, my God.
I think you might be ill.
Okay, so that was, see, he'd be a rubbish pop star. He wouldn't be tolerant at all.
No!
Right, Bieber has to go through this kind of thing every single day of his life.
You know your flatmate. Does he like it when it's too hot?
No, actually.
Does he like it when it's too cold?
Not often, no. Same. Okay. Let's see if he hangs up on call number 2, or how long it takes, anyway.
Hello?
Hi, it's Neil from Derby here.
Neil from Derby?
I'm a big hip-hop fan, so I like the collaboration that you did with Ludacris.
The what?
Just wondering what the next song that you're actually going to be doing is.
No, you've got the wrong number. What was this? Right.
Do you know who it's going to be with, or any other acts that you've, no, that you've got lined up to sing with, or...?
I think you've got the wrong number. Where did you get this number from?
Oh, wow, brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you know who it's going to be with, or any other acts that you've got lined up to sing with? Or?
No, you've misunderstood again, haven't you? Right, this is actually the wrong number, OK? All right? I'm going now, OK?
Nice one, OK, thanks for that.
All right, thanks.
OK, but he's still answering the phone. That's 2 calls made. Let's try number 3.
Justin Lee Collins.
Please, Justin, please.
No, go away.
No, Justin, please. Please, please, Justin.
That's such a him thing to say.
Justin Lee Collins. Oh, please, Justin. Go away.
Right, OK, call four. Still going.
Hello.
When you're doing your concert and tour, are you going to be just in London or are you going to be, like, travelling the country?
I've got no idea. Probably travelling the country. Seriously, who's giving you this number?
Kelsey.
No, honestly, like, this is not...
Yeah?
You've got the wrong number. And you obviously think this is someone else.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, all right. Okay, thank you.
When you're
bye.
Doing your concert and tour, are you going to be...
Okay, bye.
She sounded really sweet as well.
Oh, no, bless. Still there, Charlotte?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we're still going. We've got call number five.
Yes?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
We love you.
Okay, that was it. And then after that, he didn't answer anymore. I just went straight to voicemail.
Oh.
So, Mr. Jam, did you say six?
I said six.
Charlotte said seven. It was actually five.
Oh.
Five times, which means it's a draw on today's Oh, What's Occurring.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Woohoo!
So this is where we offer Charlotte the chance to come back tomorrow, or not, don't ever do it again and don't speak about it ever again. What do you want to do?
I'll come back if that's all right.
You want to play again?
Yeah, why not?
God, I love that.
Hey!
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Scott.
And we will speak to you tomorrow, Charlotte.
Yep.
Love ya.
Love you.
Oh, what's the curry?
I hate the cold.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, bear in mind, I did go down a sewer last week for sport relief, so I'd like to think I've got quite a strong stomach these days. I'm talking about Piers Morgan interviewing Bruce Forsyth on Saturday night. Now, obviously, Bruce has been in showbiz for 8 million years, right? So there's loads to talk to Brucey about. You could easily fill an hour with all of his stories. He's an absolute legend. You could talk about absolutely anything. So... do you really have to go anywhere near this?
You have had an eye for the ladies, Bruce. I mean,
oh, I've always had an eye for that.
And they've had a keen eye for you over the years.
I think ladies are beautiful. Ladies are put on this earth to be admired and loved. And I think it's wonderful.
OK, so Bruce likes ladies. They're wonderful. That's brilliant. Let's move on then.
I'm told that you broke your duck with a young lady from the performance troupe.
No, Piers, what are you doing now, please?
And the irony was, you'd both been fired that day, but ended up consoling each other by making love in your car, Bruce.
That's right, yes.
OK, right, that is really enough now. I've heard enough. That is fine. Let's move on to the next subject.
Would you recommend that as a course of action to anyone who's fired?
Well, yes, it was certainly a release.
OK, can we please move on now?
And she was rather a nice girl, and I said, come on, let's get some fish and chips. And that's what happened.
Good, OK, so that's what happened. You had some fish and chips, end of story, good. Now let's move on to the next subject.
And what was the car?
Oh, no, I don't want to know, Piers. What are you doing?
It was an old, it was an Austin 10. Not much room, but anyway.
Stop.
We made the most of it.
We made the most of it!
Did she give you a 10 out of 10?
I don't want to know.
I think she did. Oh, well, I didn't ask her, actually.
OK, I'm switching off now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.